Today, we have a special program, David Kane, also known as the Juggler for Jesus. He used to have a partner who was one of the world's, almost the world's best chainsaw juggler in the world. But in his entire life, he only missed the chainsaw one time. Now he's known as the Juggler with Jesus. I once wanted to be a chainsaw juggler, but I decided it cost an arm and a leg to be. And they only get worse, folks. One time, David was on his way home from a performance like this, and the police stopped him because one of his taillights wasn't working, his blinker wasn't working, and pulled him over. And when he pulled him over to get his look at his license plate, looked in the back seat, and what did he see? This pile of knives in the back seat. And he said, "Sir, why are all those knives in the back seat there? What you do with those?" And he said, "Well, I'm a juggler. I juggle those." And he said, "Baloney. I don't believe that for one second." He said, "Get out here and show me." And so he was out there juggling away. He was actually not doing too bad. He didn't drop any of them, right? At any rate, he was juggling, and all of a sudden, a couple guys drove by in their car, and one of them looked over and he commented to the other. He said, "I'm sure glad I gave up drinking. Look at what they do now for their drinking test." So I guess he passed. Now, do you know how many jugglers it takes to change a light bulb? I mean, do anybody know? Actually, one juggler can change 3 light bulbs. And you do it simultaneously. Now, if you're a guy like David, you can do 6 or 7, right? And never have a bit of trouble at all. Next month, we've got some people coming in from Bangladesh. You know where Bangladesh is? Y'all know where Pakistan is. It's kind of next door to Pakistan. One of our guys went over to visit them over in Bangladesh. And while he was over there, he saw this beautiful parrot. And he looked at this parrot and thought, "Man, my mother would love that." So he bought the parrot and got it shipped home to his mother. So he was in the synagogue and he called her up and he said, "Well, how did you like the bird I sent you?" And she said, "Wow, it was delicious." She said, "But there wasn't much meat on it, not enough for more than one meal." And he said, "Well, Mom, that was a talking bird. It could speak 7 languages." And she said, "Well, why didn't he say so?" So much for the joke times. Those were all flops.